but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. Jeremiah here speaking to the Jewish people who have been taken off to Babylon, and he's telling them, this is what God says. Pray for those people where I have placed you. You are now not in your country. You are now in a foreign country, in a foreign land, but pray for those people to God on its behalf, and in its welfare, you will find your welfare. Some translations say in its prosperity, you will find your prosperity. Not prosperity gospel, not money, but if it does well, you will do well. They were in exile. How do you live when you're not in the place where you are meant to be? And that's where we are as Christians. When we become Christians, we know that we are not of this world. We live in this world. Our place is in heaven. It's a place that is waiting for us, a place that has been earned for us through the death of Christ, bringing us back into relationship with God. So as we live our daily life out here on earth, we are also in exile. We're not in the place where we are going to be. And so this, in a sense, applies to us. Seek the welfare of the place that I have sent you, and in its welfare, you will find your welfare. And how do we find that welfare? How do we seek it? By praying to God on its behalf. Wherever we live, we should be praying for our village, our town, our city, to God on its behalf. There are many people in the place that we live that don't believe in God. And so part of our calling is to pray for its welfare, for its prosperity, to God on its behalf. And as God answers those prayers, and miraculous things are done in people's lives and wider geographically as well, however God does that, when we hear about those things, it will build us up. It could be that we pray for a certain thing to happen or something to be built, and that impacts our lives. Not only will it impact the local community, perhaps something that could create jobs, but it will bring money into our local community, maybe extra facilities, which will also benefit us. So, you know, people will say, oh, that's a prosperity gospel thing. It isn't. In doing good, you will receive good back. It's not one of those, like The Secret, where you pray out to the universe and the universe brings it back. No, in God's plan, God wants us to thrive as people. Even though we are far from him, he wants us to thrive. And like a good father, he will answer our prayers. And in answering prayers, it's not just directed on one thing. It actually helps more than we could ever imagine. So in its welfare, we will find our welfare. And so we will always be praying for wherever we live on its behalf. That's part of our job as Christians. So are you doing that? Realizing and wrestling that you don't quite feel you should be where you are? Well, that's because we're not in heaven. That's where we should be. We are where we are. And the other thing is that God placed you there. God called you there. And if he has or hasn't, you just happen to be there, then pray for its welfare on its behalf. And the benefits that it will bring for that place will also benefit you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we long to be with you. But until that time, in each place that we live and dwell, may we pray for it to you on its behalf. Amen.